Well, coming up on Saturday, September 27th, Audubon is going to have a drug take-back event. Chance to clean out some of the old stuff that's just sitting around that could cause some problems. We'll talk about that this morning with Regina Onganja. And Regina is a prevention consultant with New Opportunities, and she handles Audubon County and has helped to coordinate and set up this event. Regina, thanks so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Wasn't real difficult to set this up, was it?
No, not at all. Give me a call. So worked out really well.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the event coming up. You've got some different locations for folks to do the drug take-back drop-offs. It wasn't difficult to talk them into this, was it?
Actually, it wasn't. For Audubon County, we have really built up some really great partnerships with the pharmacies, with the media, the newspapers there, and also the law enforcement. They're outstanding. So they always support great causes, anything to help get, you know, alcohol out of the hands of kids, to get drugs off the street, those types of things. We have a great partnership and a great team in our law enforcement there. So that is one of the requirements whenever you're doing a drug take-back event, that you do need to have law enforcement involved. Obviously for safety reasons, but also the medications that are turned in need to be properly disposed of, and the law enforcement and the DEA work really well together to make sure that that happens.
Yeah, I suppose there are some common sense issues involved in this, and sometimes maybe in our homes we don't follow that common sense. We do it out of convenience and make it too easy for other folks to stumble into these things.
Right, and we have found that people have even open house events where they actually invite the public into their homes. So, you know, they're trying to sell their home, or, you know, we just have a party where maybe we invite our friends and then they bring somebody with them. And then that opens a door for people to get into our medicine cabinets, get into our bedside tables, and start using or taking those prescription medications that we haven't even used maybe for months or even a year or so. And unfortunately, they don't care if they're expired. They just want to use them. And so it also opens up a door for young people to get medications. We have things going on in our communities such as farming parties or skittling parties where kids are actually asked to bring medications into a party. And then, of course, they mix those medications with drugs, other drugs such as alcohol, and that's just a really dangerous mix. So we want to prevent that from happening by asking people to make sure that if you're not using a medication anymore, you're getting rid of it, and that you're also monitoring the things that you do need.
Well, everything in our life is kind of based on convenience for us, and sometimes it's not the smart way to go when you're dealing with something that can be dangerous, like these types of prescription drugs and things we have in our home. But there are appropriate ways to dispose of these items, and I guess that's what we're helping out with.
Exactly. We just really want to encourage people not to flush medications down the toilet because they get into our waterways. And a lot of times it's hard to remove those substances from those water, from, you know, the waterways, and so from the water before it's redistributed into our community. We ask that you do take part in our drug take-back events. In Audubon County, the Audubon Police Department is willing to take your medications at any time throughout the year, not just on Saturday, September 27th. But you just simply need to give them a call and make sure that they're going to be there, and then you can go and drop off your medications there. And the medications that we want you to dispose of are anything that is a cough medicine that has DM or Tuss in the name, DayQuil, NyQuil, Robitussin, anything that has like Vicks Formula 44, any of those types of cough medicines, we need to get rid of if you're not using them. Also, Ativan, Xanax, any anxiety relievers that you're no longer using, any over-the-counter sleeping pills, any Tylenol with codeine, oxycodone, Percocet, any pain relievers, basically anything that that relaxes your muscles. Once you're done with healing and you don't need those medications, we do ask that you get rid of them. Also, Adderall, anything for ADD or ADHD medications, please make sure that you're monitoring them if you have them in your home, and then also getting rid of them if you no longer need them.
Well, I suppose when it comes to prescription medications, the best rule of thumb is if the doctor says to take so many of them over such a period of time, don't stop early. Use up the entire amount the way they prescribe it. Then you don't have these extras.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, you know, you're paying for them. So make sure that if you're getting an antibiotic that you're actually taking it for those 10 days or however long it is that you need to take them. But, you know, we know that life gets busy sometimes. And, you know, I've done it myself where I'm like, oh, well, I forgot to take it the last 2 days. Should I continue to do it? You know, and so if you're not going to take all of it, we need to get rid of it. But obviously you should follow your doctor's, your prescription, your doctor's orders, and take it for the time that you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. You know, Regina, I suppose a lot of people will be surprised at the list that you gave here. And this is just a small list, but a lot of these that you mentioned, they're not prescription drugs. These are over-the-counter things that we find all the time. I think we tend to discount those sometimes as being dangerous or even more dangerous simply because they don't come with a prescription.
Right, and that's a really good point. So thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, cough medicines, over-the-counter medications are just as dangerous if they're misused as other medications that you would get from a prescription. And so there is a way to, or it is important for you to get rid of those things when you no longer need them. I mean, I looked in my medicine cabinet a couple years ago when I first started learning about the importance of getting rid of these things in my home, and I had some cough medicines in there from a year ago, from a year and a half ago. I mean, the expiration date was that far out. So it's just really important to make sure that we get rid of those things. A lot of our youth and young people are coupling cough medicine with alcohol, and it, you know, creates a longer high, but it's also a very dangerous one. So, there's alcohol in a lot of products out there, hand sanitizers, those types, you know, cough medicines. And those can be used, and especially by people who don't drink often or haven't drank at all, they can get drunk from those things. If you're not able to get out, a lot of, you know, if we have seniors in our community or other people that just don't have transportation, there is a way to properly dispose of medications in your home, and we just recommend that you dissolve them in kitty litter or coffee grounds, used coffee grounds, anything, any substance that would just make them mucky, you know, just dissolve, just make it a big mess so that somebody couldn't go through your trash that day and just, you know, simply pull them out, that it would be a bigger mess, a bigger deal for them to do that. And then you just dissolve them in that used kitty litter or coffee grounds and just simply throw them out on trash day, so that morning before the trash people come to pick them up.
You bet. And before you collect all these things, too, make sure you're collecting from all those locations. We talked about it earlier. We tend to work on convenience. Someday it's more convenient for us to have the drugs maybe in a drawer close to where our keys or our wallet is, as opposed to in the medicine cabinet. So make sure you remember where you put all this stuff.
Right, of course. And we really suggest that you don't have your medications out on, you know, a living room table or someplace where there's a heavy traffic areas. We know that, you know, you're in those areas a lot, so that seems like a good place to have your medications. But really, they should be safeguarded, and so make sure that you're putting them, you know, somewhere, especially if you're having guests over or you have guests over on a regular basis. You don't have them just right out in the living room area or right out in the kitchen area, that type of thing.
Absolutely. Well, Saturday, September 27th is National Drug Take-Back Day, so there are a number of locations around the country participating on that particular day. And you've got, what, a couple of drop-off sites in Audubon for folks coming up on Saturday?
Yes, we would like them actually to drop off all their medications at the police department, but we have worked with Medi-Cap Pharmacy and Shopko Pharmacy there in Audubon, and so they will kind of direct you in that area. So.
Very good. It's real easy. There's no paperwork to fill out, no questions to answer. It's just a drop-off.
Right, and that's very important also, because we have heard that some people are concerned about, well, I don't want to have my name on things. I don't want them asking me what I have. There are actually a required, the requirement is there's no questions asked. You can even dump things out. They don't have to be in a container. You can blacken out your name. We don't need to ask. Nobody should be asking you any questions at those drop-off sites. Just come, drop them off, and walk away.
Excellent. 10 a.m. until noon, correct?
Yes, and I did also want to mention quickly that we cannot, unfortunately, take back needles or anything with blood on them. So please dispose of them in a different manner, and you can talk to your doctor about ways of disposing of needles if you have those types of things.
Well, very good. Well, it's sometimes hard to really, if you're going to sit down and assess whether an event was successful or not, I don't know if you put numbers on it or a goal, but anything that you collect that gets out of circulation is successful, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I did, we definitely want even just 1 pound, even a half a pound, whatever it is. But we have been very successful in Audubon County. We took back, had two drug take back days in last year in 2014. One was in October, and we yielded 5 pounds of just from Audubon County. And then we did it again in April of 2014, and there was 25 pounds collected. So, and then overall, combining the amount received from last October and then the April events, we disposed of, Audubon County residents disposed of approximately 50 pounds of drugs in those 6 months. So they are out there, and we just need to make sure that we're getting rid of them and putting them in the appropriate places. Either if we're using them, that's great. We need them. But if they're just sitting around, that becomes a hazard. So, and a 2012 national survey showed that the majority of teenagers using prescription drugs got them from their family and friends, including from their home medicine cabinet. So, again, it's just a way for us to prevent these things from getting into the hands that they don't need to be in.
Yeah, if you're not using them, don't let someone else abuse them, right?
Absolutely.
Very good. Regina Onganja, she's with New Opportunities. She's the prevention consultant for Audubon County. And again, that drug take-back event is coming up Saturday, September 27th. Stop by the Audubon Police Department from 10 until noon that day specifically, but you can drop them off at any time. They'll take them all the time to make sure that they get them out of circulation. Regina, again, thanks so much for your time this morning and your efforts in coordinating this.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.